Welcome to Reinventing Rural. I am your host, Laura Dean. Reinventing Rural is a podcast that invites guests to discuss projects that will make life in rural Erie County better. Better for kids, ourselves, and our communities. Today's show is the second in a series about the fiber optic network coming to Cory. Impact Cory and its partners are building a universal gig fiber network that will make Cory a rural community of choice for remote workers, online learning, digital economy job training, and technology businesses. The Reinventing Rural podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and Impact Cory. Today, I would like to welcome to the podcast Charles Gray. Chuck is the Executive Director of Impact Cory. Welcome, Chuck.
Thanks for having me, Laura.
So, Chuck, we hear a lot about broadband. Why is Impact Cory pursuing a fiber network over other forms of connectivity?
Back when we started the community strategic plan, we looked at all the data, and our planner, Charles Buki, actually said that for Cory to succeed, we needed end-to-end broadband, high-speed network. And otherwise, if we didn't build that, we would just be managing decline. That to compete in the coming age and to have our kids connect to what they need, we needed the fastest speed connectivity we could get. So in Cory, I've spoken to retail business owners currently paying over $300 a month for internet service, and they still pray that their credit card purchases will go through. We learned during COVID that over 40% of our kids cannot connect to learning virtually. To thrive, our businesses and our children need the chance to compete. The speeds we currently have in Cory will not allow us to do that. Impact Cory is committed to rural communities having the same opportunities as urban communities. We did our research, and the best option out there is fiber optic cable, not just for high speeds today, but for faster speeds in the future. So that's what we're bringing to our community.
So if it is the best thing out there, I'm guessing the cost isn't low?
It isn't low. To install fiber past every home and business in Cory, the projected cost is $2,249,949, but not like we're being specific.
Well, where will that $2,249,949 come from?
Good recall, Laura. First, I want to say that no local tax funds are being used in this project. Nothing other than donations from some business owners are coming from the local economy. Instead, Impact Cory led a successful fundraising campaign. The campaign started, as I said, with local and regional businesses donating $154,520. We took that as seed money, and then we used this as starter funds and leveraged an additional $504, $449 in CARES Act funding to purchase the fiber optic cable. After that, Impact Cory received $95,500 from the Erie County Redevelopment Authority, $370,479.78 in government appropriations.
Down to the cent.
These numbers swirl in my dreams. And and we also received $875,000 in funding from the Appalachian Regional Commission for their POWER Award. And POWER, just as everything in my life, is an acronym. It stands for Partnerships for Opportunity and Workforce and Economic Revitalization Initiative.
Whoa.
Yeah, but we're still not there. We were still lacking $250,000, and thankfully, the Erie County Gap funding filled this final funding gap for our project. So we have leveraged local and regional funding to receive over $1 million in federal funding to complete this project.
That's phenomenal. So how long did it take to raise the roughly $2.2 million?
A little over 2 years. There were some high wire acts because each funding needs to be matched a specific way, but we made it happen within that timeline.
And it's always quite a process, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it's only begun to actually spend those funds and be accountable for them. It is a process to do it correctly and manage everything right down to the penny when you're spending it too.
Right. So how long until folks will be able to connect to the network?
Currently, our grant completion deadline is October 31st, 2025. That said, this project will go out to bid and work should begin this summer. We're hopeful that implementation will go rapidly and perhaps finish by the end of 2024. That said, this is a major project. Not only is there all that paperwork and checking with state and federal agencies before a step is taken, but it also involves securing pole attachment contracts with utility companies, likely replacing defective poles that the utility companies identify, crossing railroad lines and other infrastructure challenges. And when you're working with such large organizations and infrastructure systems, it takes a minute. And Laura, as you know, I am going to put you on the spot and say, Laura did a heck a lot of pole staking, which is visually going out, taking photos of every pole, recording every number, measuring the cross beams, saying what's on each cross beam. So you can vouch for the time it takes, Laura.
Yes, it was definitely a lengthy process. And luckily, I had my amazing husband help, because trying to do that on your own would have been a much longer process. So two people definitely, I think, were necessary for the process. But yeah, it was quite a feat.
And I do have to say that well over 1,000 utility poles have already been pole staked, as they call it here in Cory. But currently, I just heard about 2 weeks ago that the price per pole, if we were going to a private company, is now up to $130 a pole.
Wow.
So everything is a process.
Yes. So will this be available to everyone?
Our goal is that the fiber optic network passes every residence and business in Cory. But further, we're committed that everyone needs access. That's the only way that this is going to work. Our research has shown that access can be limited by the high cost of service. For that reason, our project is incorporating a community benefit agreement into the bid documents. We will be asking the companies who bid on this project to guarantee costs low enough to be available to all, as well as providing some free connections for students in need.
So a community benefit agreement, is that standard?
Community benefit agreement, or CBAs, you can see acronyms back.
Yeah.
are a relatively recent phenomenon across the U.S., although they grow out of a long history of negotiations among usually land developers and authorities, public officials, and the affected community. The first major CBA was for Los Angeles Staples Center, and that agreement was signed in about 2001. Since then, scores of CBAs have been negotiated across the country. And basically, what we're doing is taking this CBA concept of land development and applied it to an infrastructure project, namely our fiber optic network.
So are there any other benefits coming from the agreement?
Actually, yes. We've requested streaming video cameras be installed along a section of trail in Cory for safety and emergency response services. We're also requesting an annual stipend to be returned to the Cory community for reinvestment in economic and community development projects in the city.
And so how many years do you think Cory will benefit from that return on investment?
It should benefit for the whole lifespan of the fiber project. Fiber has proven to go longer, but it has an anticipated lifespan of 50 years. So we foresee, So we foresee these proceeds will enrich our community for five decades.
Yeah, what a benefit for the community. And it's very cool that so many local needs, so many locals' needs have been considered in the planning of this project.
And you know what? We're proud of that. Impact Cori always starts by asking the community what they want and what they need, what gets in the way of their success, and what are the most important things to them. Folks really stepped forward during our community strategic planning project process and since. The door is always open. We hope that anyone interested in Impact Cori's connectivity work, our trail work, our neighborhood improvement work, or downtown activation work will reach out and get involved. Everyone is welcome at the Impact Cori table.
And that's the right way to do it. Thank you, Chuck, for coming on our podcast.
Very welcome, and thank you for having me and letting me talk about this project that means so much to our community.
Very excited. Join us next month for another podcast showcasing the role of high-speed connectivity in education. To become a champion, join Impact Cori's mailing list, or to contribute financially to Impact Cori, please visit impactcori.org. That's impactcori.org. The Reinventing Rural podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and Impact Cori.